Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Invention of Miracles, Language, Power, and Alexander Graham Bell's Quest to End Deafness, by Katie Booth. Read by Samantha Dez.
On Miracles. In 1679, the first recorded attempt to teach speech to a deaf child in America was cut short by the local church due to concerns that the teacher was committing blasphemy by trying to perform a miracle. 200 years later, Alexander Graham Bell's own work to teach the deaf to speak would be called miraculous over and over again. But a miracle hinges on what remains hidden. Prologue. In the hospital bed, my grandmother faced the window, bathed in the bluish light of the rising moon. I watched her body, memorizing it, the wrinkles of her fingers, the way her jawbone tucked back into her neck, the way her tongue moved like a soft oyster in the shell of her mouth. I had known her my whole life, but I had never before seen her weak. Now it was hard to look at her. The roundness of her body, which once seemed so soft and warm, was only heavy, seemed only to pin her to that hospital bed. Her usual facial expression, eyes sharp, mouth firm, was now tired, resigned. Her head lay on the pillow. Her gray hair, thin and oily, was swept back from her face. Her eyes were blank and dark. She wasn't dead, not yet. But something had shifted. Normally, I saw my grandmother in her home among her deaf community, where apartments were set up with blinking lights for alarms, where telephones released little scrolls of typed English, and where furniture was arranged for open sight lines in order to use American Sign Language, ASL, across rooms. She lived among the culturally deaf, defined by the use of ASL and observation of deaf cultural norms. In those spaces, my grandmother had more access to information than I did. With friends, she communicated in quick, fluent ASL, and even when I could catch the gist of the individual words, I could also
Sample complete. Ready to continue?